It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Russian military today promised that all its forces in Georgia will be withdrawn by tomorrow night. But many Russian units remain deep in Georgian territory. Meanwhile, Russia's allies, the militias from South Ossetia, seem to be expanding their breakaway region. Let's join our correspondents there. Gregory Pfeiffer has been bringing us the news from South Ossetia and Ivan Watson in Georgia. And Ivan, let's begin with you. The Russians say they'll be behind the ceasefire lines by, as I've just said, tomorrow night. Is there any sign of that?
No sign whatsoever, Renee. And they've repeatedly said that, hey, we're going to pull out tomorrow, tonight.
Greg, we seem to have lost Ivan there from Georgia, but let me turn to you there in South Ossetia, and you're in the main town.
Yes, that's right. I'm in the capital, Skhinvali, and I can just second what Ivan was saying, and that is that the Russians have been repeating that they're going to be pulling back, but that they haven't. And I can say that when I was driving to Skhinvali, the South Ossetian capital, this morning from Russia, I noticed absolutely no movement of the Russian military on the roads. I've seen a lot of movement in the past few days, mainly military trucks and armored personnel carriers and tanks moving south into South Ossetia toward Georgian territory. The fact that the streets are empty leads me to believe that they've dug in now and they're off the road.
And now Ivan has joined us back. As I was asking you, have you seen any sign there? Now you're in Georgia, near the border of South Ossetia. Have you seen any sign of a Russian pullback?
None whatsoever. The Russian troops were digging new trenches alongside the highway that runs to this Russian-occupied town of Gori. I saw new supplies being delivered to the Russian soldiers. No sign whatsoever they're going to pull back. And a map that the Russian military published yesterday indicates that if and when they do follow through on their word and pull back, that they will still maintain a perimeter of positions around South Ossetia, up to 10 miles into Georgian territory, something that, of course, the Georgian government is not going to like very much. But at this point, there's not much they can do or say about it.
And, Greg, back to you there in Skhinvali, the town in South Ossetia. Many locals apparently have sworn they'll never reunite with Georgia. What have you been seeing, and does that make sense to you?
Well, maybe you can hear in the background there is a rally going on now. There are about 2,000 or 3,000 people in the main square here. And about 20 minutes ago, the president of the South Ossetian separatist government said that he would be sending a letter to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev asking that Russia recognize South Ossetia's independence. Now, this won't be the first time that he's done that. But it'll be the first time since the conflict with Georgia and since Medvedev said that Russia would do whatever the South Ossetians want. So I think for all intents and purposes, this was a declaration of independence because Russia has essentially indicated that it's going to rubber stamp whatever the separatist government here says. And people that I speak to on the street, they all say we will never, ever be part of Georgia again. The Georgians, they say, are animals. They try to commit genocide against us, and they have only very warm words for the Russians, and they say they want to join Russia.
And, Renee, if I could come off of what Greg just said, I was in a town called, by the Georgians, Alkhantidze. That town was administered by the Georgian government for more than a decade. It is technically part of the South Ossetia region. And when this war erupted, Russian forces as well as South Ossetian militias, they moved into that town, drove the Georgian forces out. And now there are South Ossetian militia fighters sitting in the police station there that the Georgians once, that they built and once controlled. Now, those fighters, they said, this is now part of our territory. First, we're going to become an independent republic, and then we are going to become part of Russia. And, of course, the community there is mixed ethnically between South Ossetians and Georgians. And Georgians came up to me, and they were very frightened that suddenly they were going to become part of another country, that they would have to leave their homes, and very angry, of course, at Russia, just using swear words and just basically hating the presence of what they see as an occupying army.
Well, thank you both for joining us. And, of course, we'll be talking to you later as events evolve. NPR's Ivan Watson on the road leading to the town of Gori, Georgia. And NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in South Ossetia.